Good morning. God does not expect every one of us to be record breakers, but he does look for us to be faithful and to beat our personal best a few times on the way. But some of us are called by God to be record breakers. I was browsing through the Guinness Book of Records and came across some remarkable people and amazing achievements in discipleship of Jesus, such as Otto Brechel. He lived to be 100. He lived in Mars, Pennsylvania, in the United States. He completed 88 years, or 4,576 Sundays, of perfect attendance at church. How does your attendance compare with that? The oldest parish priest is Father Alvaro Fernandez in Spain. That was 1880 to 1988. In other words, 107 years. The longest-serving Church of England minister is the Reverend Bartholomew Edwards. He served for 75 years. I think I'm catching them up. The Reverend K.M. Jacob served as a deacon in India for 87 years and died at 104. The longest-serving choir member is John Love Vokens in England. He sang 92 years in his choir. The oldest surviving Christian church is in Syria. It has lasted since AD 232, in other words, for 1,778 years. The largest attendance at a funeral is 15 million people. It was the funeral of C.N. Anandurai, the chief minister of Madras in India, in 1969. The longest-lasting funeral service was that of Lord Nelson in 1806. It started at 8:30 in the morning and finished at 9 o'clock at night. The first Christian martyr was Stephen in AD 36. The first British Christian martyr was St. Alban in AD 209. As I was saying, God does not expect every one of us to be record breakers, but he does call us to be faithful and to beat our own personal best records from time to time.